Hello, hello there, and good afternoon. We back today to a new episode about what's been happening. Remember, this July, we own a new month and there's new things. So I'll be doing podcasts about the new changes in terms of taxation in Kenya and Finance Act, which was passed by Parliament to effect the new changes in terms of taxation, and now the government is gonna raise money for funding the budget for this financial year 2021 2022. So, in Kenya, because my dear listeners, you'd want to invest or to do business, and there is a set of new tax that you need to understand or to take into consideration, because without that, then maybe you'd get into investment that may cost you in the long run. So I'll get to let you know the types of taxes that were introduced. There is a first I'll touch base on issues like digital tax, and I'll just go there are many things and definition in terms of expatriates, terms of multinationals, how they be reporting, how do we define somebody who is a controlling interest in a company, the number of shares one has to hold, and also there is other things like infrastructure bond, how does the government see it, and we shall be also touching on expansion of digital service tax, which is called now DST. Remember before. And we shall be also touching something on carry forward of tax laws for financial year for companies. And then there's also issues about interest deduction on expense on loans. Remember, there's a new introduction of excise duty on fees and commissions. And I'll be also touching on other issues that are taxation on extractive sector, those are mining, and also on issues about insurance relief, increased scope of Tax Procedures Act, international tax agreements, common reporting standards, amongst many others. So first, and then lastly, without forgetting, is withholding tax on VAT. So guys, I'll touch on the most conspicuous one is about digital tax, and I think it's very important for me to touch on this. Remember, before the finance bill this year has brought something called digital service tax, and those in the States, remember, maybe this had been introduced before. Because currently we've been subjected in Kenya, we've been subjected to tax on maybe like you need to promote something on Facebook, you'll be taxed. But remember before, it wasn't part of taxation here in Kenya. So basically this tax were going back out of the country. So I'll let you know what the government has said about the digital service tax. And in the financial bill 2021, the government proposes to expand the definition of digital services in order to include areas such as internet or electronic network, in addition to make through a digital marketplace. Further, the definition of digital marketplace, it has been expanded to include online platform that enables users to sell or provide services, goods, or other property to other users. So if you're going to be selling through Facebook, through Instagram, and through these other platforms, like in Kenya, we've got something called Jumia. It's an equivalent of the Amazon and the Alibaba, but it's homegrown one. And there's many others like Kilimall. There is others like Gigi. So those are the people who have been brought on board by the definition. So remember now, any services, any, remember, digital service is now subject to VAT, value-added tax, and any transaction made over the internet by or an electronic network, it has to have a VAT. So remember that the government has said that it will extend the base for purposes of determining what comprises digital services for purposes of chargeability to VAT. And then there is also something called country by country reporting. This one will affect the multi-enterprises group. They will be required to submit a return detailing the group's financial activities in Kenya as well as other jurisdictions where the group has taxable presence. The term ultimate parent entity will be also defined as a resident in Kenya for tax purposes, is not controlled by another entity, and also owns and controls the multinational enterprise group. So multinationals have been required to include the return filed by the ultimate parent would include information that relates to the amount of revenue, profit or loss before tax, income tax paid, income tax accrued, stated capital, accumulated earnings, number of employees, tangible assets, among as many other things. So there is a little twitch country by country reporting. It will be, I'll be touching on the extensiveness in the next post. Guys, that has been just an overview of a financial bill. I don't want to overload you with many things. And for now, that has been my time. Thank you and good afternoon.